Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth with us. Morning to you, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
RBA Day, what do you reckon they're going to do?
Not much. It's a bit of a quiet start to the week domestically. So we're looking across the Tasman today at the Reserve Bank over there. Their last chance this year, Heather, to reduce interest rates. As I said, it's probably looking like they won't. Just as a reminder, our OCR is sitting at 4.25. Australia's a little bit higher at 4.35. It's been there since November 2023. But the forecast trajectories are quite different. Remember, they didn't push their cash rate any higher than 4.35. We hit, 5.5? So we've had quite a bit more of a roller coaster ride. Governor Michelle Bullock doesn't seem to be in any hurry to get the cash rate lower. Look, it has appeared that their economy has been a bit more resilient than ours, but there are now increasing calls across the Tasman for interest rate relief. Now get this, on a per capita basis, so per population, the Aussies have now had negative GDP growth for 7 consecutive quarters. Now, not dissimilar to us, they've been saved, in a sense, by a big inward migration surge. But Heather, this is tough for the Aussies to take. Remember, the lucky country had an amazing recession-free run for decades. I think it was almost 30 years that they didn't have a recession at headline level. So they're just not used to this anemic growth. And the issue over there is the increasing share of the local economy that's been taken up by the government, because the private sector is quite weak. Yeah, they have had a stronger jobs market than us. You've had lots of Kiwis heading over there looking for work, looking for those greener pastures. Their consumer confidence is lifting. The market expectations are for no cut in the RBA cash rate until the middle of next year. By that stage, our official cash rate, we could be down at 3.5 by then, but they'll still be up there. All will be revealed at 4:30 this afternoon, Heather, and we'll report back on that tomorrow.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. All right, listen, on China, inflation.
There is no inflation in China. There's nothing. So this is from one of our major trading partners to another one, China. So inflation numbers yesterday, nothing. In fact, the risk of deflation there remains very high. Their November CPI printed at 0.2% year on year. That's the yearly number, Heather, 0.2%. That was actually lower than expected. At this point, the stimulus policies aren't having any real impact at all. In October, the number was 0.3%, so it's fallen. They thought it was going to lift to 0.4%, so that 0.2 is a bit of a miss. On a month-to-month basis, their CPI fell 0.6%, fell 0.6%. Core CPI a little bit higher, but when I look at their what we call inflation for business, this is their producer price inflation. This is really problematic. It fell 2.5%. In October, it was down 2.9%. So the deflationary streak in producer price inflation in China now stands at 26 months. So very tough for businesses over there. A couple of points I'll make about this. Heather, the Chinese economy is huge. We can't just look at the numbers, sort of these numbers sort of too broadly, because if you look at the recent global dairy trade numbers, we're seeing Chinese demand come back. So just the fact that the economy isn't doing well doesn't mean they won't want to buy the stuff that we sell. Also overnight, Heather, we've had a policy response from Chinese authorities. This is potentially pretty significant. It comes from the Politburo. They're going to be more aggressive in stimulating domestic demand. They're going to adopt a moderately loose strategy for monetary policy in 2025. This is a key shift. No details yet, but it's given Hong Kong property stocks a bit of a boost, and Chinese stocks on the NASDAQ in the US, they've had a big boost as well, up almost 10% overnight. So good news for the Chinese economy. Trump coming in next year is a key risk for China. It is our biggest trading partner, so we keep an eye on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, give us the numbers.
I sure can. The Dow Jones is down 41 points, about 0.09%, so not much really. 44,600, the number there. The S&P 500 down 24 points, 6066, also down 0.4%. The NASDAQ down 0.46%, 19,767. The FTSE 100 gained 0.5% overnight, 8352. The Nikkei was up 0.18%, 39160. The Shanghai Composite barely moved, 3402. The ASX 200 yesterday barely moved, up 2 points, 8422. And we had an equally underwhelming day on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 8 points, 12,801. Kiwi dollar got a bit of a lift overnight with that Chinese news, 0.5879 against the US, 0.9098 against the Aussie, 0.5561 euro, 0.4601 against the pound, 88.92 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,667, and Brent crude, $72.45.
Brilliant stuff. Andrew, thank you. As always, enjoy your day and we'll have a chat to you soon. That's Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth.